This area news update is being brought to you by Doc Tom's Pet Company, located behind the Bad Axe Animal Clinic on the north end of Bad Axe. Doc Tom's Pet Co., offering top quality pet food, supplies, and products local veterinarians trust. Visit them for all of your pet's needs. And welcome to your news for this hour. My name is Sydney Sutliff, and I'm coming at you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. A fatal crash is under investigation in Kimball Township. The St. Clair County Sheriff's Office says it happened just before 7:30 Saturday night on Smith Creek Road, west of Burns Road. Authorities say a 79-year-old man from Kimball Township was driving a tractor, pulling a hay wagon with five people on board, when it was hit from behind by a Buick Regal, driven by a 44-year-old man who was also from Kimball Township. Deputies say the tractor did not have proper lights or a slow-moving vehicle sign. One passenger, an 85-year-old woman from Kimball, died at the hospital. The tractor driver remains in critical condition. The others in the wagon were treated for various injuries. The St. Clair County Sheriff's Accident Investigation Team is continuing to look into this crash. Safety is getting a big boost thanks to the Elmwood Township Firefighters Association. The group of local firefighters are using funds raised from community events to buy and donate a utility task vehicle, or a UTV, and an open trailer to the fire department. The new equipment will help firefighters reach people in hard-to-access areas during fire rescues or medical emergencies. In the months ahead, the department will add a wildland and medical skid package emergency light communication gear and its official markings. In a social media post, the department said the UTV will help firefighters quickly and safely navigate challenging environments, and they're incredibly grateful for the association's support. The open trailer will be used to transport the vehicle, allowing fast deployment across the township and beyond. We'll be right back with your news. First off, let's hear from Doc Tom's Pet Company.
This is Jessica from Doc Tom's Pet Company, formerly Discount Pet Supply. We offer high-quality, nutritious pet food and treats recommended by veterinarians. Our store also has everything your pet needs, from grooming services, clothing, collars, and leashes, to beds and more. Save money by becoming a loyalty rewards member and earning discounts. We even price match. Doc Tom's is proudly owned and operated in loving memory of the greatest large animal vet, Dr. Thomas Glaser. Tom and Becky were proud owners of the Bad Axe Animal Clinic and Discount Pet Supply. At Doc Tom's, we strive to carry on the same exceptional service they provided. Stop by Doc Tom's, located behind the Bad Axe Animal Clinic next to Meyer, and get the best for you and your pet.
Authorities say an 82-year-old Sebring man driving a pickup truck sideswiped a semi, then left the road before coming to rest in a ditch. Witnesses began CPR, but the driver was later pronounced dead at the hospital. Investigators believe that he may have suffered a medical emergency before this crash. The semi-driver was not injured, and the victim's name is being withheld pending the family's notification. The Lapeer County Road Commission has approved several new road projects across the county. In Metamora Township, crews will install a new 18-inch by 50-foot cross tube on Davidson Lake Road between Gardner and Metamora Roads. The project will also include hauling and leveling about 600 tons of gravel near the golf course. This runs at a cost of about $16,000. In Rich Township, two projects are planned, replacing a cross tube on Elmwood Road for about $5,700, and another on Swaffer Road for just over $6,400. Over in Oregon Township, you'll see 800 tons of limestone that are being spread on Stanley Road from the bridge deck east to Flint River Road. In Hadley Township, four new radar speed signs will be installed that are being provided by the township. And in Burnside Township, a new weight restriction has been posted on the Index Bridge over the south branch of the Cass River drain, limiting vehicles to 3 gross tons. And we have one obituary for this hour before we hit our weather. Donald C. Stern, 69 years old of Bad Axe, passed away on Friday, October 10th, 2025, at McLaren Bay Hospital with his family by his side. Donald was born on June 18th, 1956, in Bad Axe. Visitation for Donald will be held on Wednesday, October 15th, 2025, from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the McAlpine Funeral Home in Bad Axe. A fireman's service will be held at 7 p.m. Memorials in his name may be offered to the family in the care of Terry Orban. Condolences may be shared with the family at www.mcalpinefuneralhome.com. Coming up, we got some precise weather. Steve, how is it looking?